Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So I'm sure these few days were very rewarding. And as I said, when we met on Monday, to come to it as one of these difficult times, just to learn Torah in Yerushalayim, is an amazing schus. And I hope we all have many more opportunities to learn together and to embrace our people and to spend time in Yerushalayim. So, as you go home, I hope you will take along with you this experience of Yarchei Kal and Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. So I gave an introductory shiur 3 days ago when we started the sugya, and now we plan to wrap things up. So, in which mitzvahs does shlichus apply, and to which mitzvahs is shlichus not relevant? Fundamentally, there are a few different approaches. I think Monday we mentioned the Ktzayis HaChoshen. Ktzayis HaChoshen Kuf Pei Beis, and it is on our sheet number 30, page number 30. His fundamental approach is the difference between active and passive. Many mitzvahs demand, require some active deed, and shlichus will only apply to ma'isim. But when you're performing a mitzvah in a passive way, to use Loshon Kodesh, and at the end of the day, Loshon Kodesh is the language of Torah. And I can never explain anything as good in English and learning as in Loshon Kodesh. Maaseh v'matzav. Some mitzvahs require a maaseh, which means actively doing something. Other mitzvahs are just a metzias. It's just a maaseh. It is being in a certain situation. So according to the Tzais, tefillin is not putting on tefillin. Tefillin is just a matzav. It is a state of affairs when tefillin are on your forehead and on your arm. And in that case, shlichus wouldn't apply. And there are many problems with the Tzais HaChoshen's approach. Approach number two is even a bigger chiddush, and that is the Chassam Sofer. And I think we have the Chassam Sofer. I hope so, but I'm not sure that we do. Yes, we do. In Simen Reish Aleph. So the Chassam Sofer maintains that shlichus should apply to each and every mitzvah. And the only ones in which shlichus will not apply is only if there's a gzeres akosav, that shlichus would not be relevant. And the Chassam Sofer argues, by tefillin, ukshartem lo'is al yodecho, shetehek shire lecholecho dviyechon. Maybe some of you remember the Gemara Menachos Samech Vav, even if you didn't learn Menachos. Sviras u'oimar, there is no shlichus. Everybody needs to count on his own, and the Gemara learns that from uspartem lechem, shetei sviras lecholecho dviyechon. Ulekachtem lechem, shetei lekicha lecholecho dviyechon. So the Chassam Sofer argues, by tefillin, ukshartem, shetei kshire lecholechad v'yechad. If not, shlichus would apply to tefillin. What bothers me with the Chassam Sofer, I think the drosha shetei svire lecholechad v'yechad is not based on the word usfartem, but rather usfartem lochem, velokachtem lochem. By tefillin, we do not find ukshartem lochem. It's just ukshartem. But the Chassam Sofer would be a gewaldige chiddush, because what about matzah? What about moror? What about sukkah? What about
Kol HaLashon?
And nowhere in Chazal do we find ukshartem shetekshir lechol echad v'yechad. Drashas, that is the authority of Chazal. A drasha that's not found in the Gemara isn't really a drasha. Approach number three, before I share with you my thoughts and my feelings, approach number three would be, there are two different categories in mitzvahs. If we try to break down the entire spectrum of mitzvot asay, many mitzvahs are to achieve a result, an outcome. We have a mitzvah to burn chometz, because we shouldn't have chometz in our possession. We have a mitzvah to build a makkah on our roofs, because we don't want to endanger people. People might fall and might get killed. Many mitzvahs are just to achieve a result. Many mitzvahs are all about the deed, the actual deed. When you say Kriya Shema, there is no result. There's no practical result. It's just about Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim. Shlichus would apply only to category number one, not to category number two. But let me share with you the way I see the entire realm of Shlichus V'mitzvahs. And you know, it's a Jewish custom. A Jew can't answer an answer without asking a question. Maybe a rhetorical question. So a person had a very difficult life and a very painful life. Shelo neida. And he says, I have difficulty loving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just, it is what it is. You know, I've suffered so much. But I have a wonderful neighbor. He learns in Kodesh all day. And he has a wonderful life. He's my shliach for Ahavas Hashem. Would that work? Making a shliach for Ahavas Hashem. Or another person just was exposed to things a Jew shouldn't be exposed to. He read too much literature. He asked questions in Amunah. But he says, I pay a Kodal guy $500 a month. He's my shliach to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Does that make sense? Some of you are smiling. Obviously, it's a ridiculous question. And to me, Mo Hashem Elokecho Shayon Me'imach. Kiyim Liyiro Oisoi. Just like every bar das, every sensible person understands, there could be no shliach la'avas Hashem, le'yiras Hashem, le'emunas ha'yichud. To me, it is just as simple. There could be no shliach to avoid asukeil. We're all here to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just like you can't make a shliach to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to fear a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't make a shliach to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Exactly the same way, you cannot make a shliach to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So fundamentally, many mitzvahs are, in their very essence, avodas ukeil. And I'm going to share with you something you never heard before. All the mitzvahs that are essentially avodas Hashem are the ones associated with Seder Hayom, Shabbos, Umayyad. All the others are only to achieve a result. And this makes so much sense. All the mitzvahs that belong to Seder Hayom, Shabbos, Umayyad, that is the backbone of Yiddishkeit. That is why we live. That is why we spend time in this world. And what are those mitzvahs? Kriya Shema Tefillah. Mea brochas b'kol yoim, your tefillin and your tzitzis, kiddush and avdola, lulav and sukkah, matzah and moror, that's the entire package. These mitzvahs are essentially what we call avodas ukeil. All the others are just to achieve an outcome. Whether it's Micah, Sreifas Chometz, I'll give you the most powerful example. Uvi'arto horo mikirbecho is a mitzvah asei. To administer and execute Dalet Mises Beisdin. It's a mitzvah asei. Uvi'arto horo mikirbecho. There's a yid that's his job. He tried to be a rov, he wasn't successful. Tried to be a malamed, it didn't work out. The only job he got, he's the guy that controls the gallows, and, you know, that's his mitzvah, uvi'arta ro mikirbecho. One day he calls his wife, I don't know what's happening. For the past 2 weeks, I'm saying tilim all day. I finish tilim twice a day. I'm going out of my mind. You know, it's been a while since I was mekayem any mitzvah. I'm just saying tilim all day. And then after 2 days, he calls his wife, 9 o'clock in the morning, you wouldn't believe this. What a lucky day. I came to the office and there was a note on the door outside. 2 skila, 2 sreifa, 1 hereg, 4 chenek, 9 mitzvahs. What a beautiful day, he tells his wife. You ridiculous idiot. We say to you, you're out of your mind. You're the stupidest person in the world. He says, why? I remember the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Lulav, and I'm quoting the Rambam, Hasimcha she yismacha odam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs avoido gedoylo hi. The Rambam writes, you gotta be happy when you do a mitzvah. How we say idiot? It depends which mitzvah. Not all the mitzvahs are the same. The Rambam writes that halacha, that line, and Hilchas Lulav, Usamachtem lefnei Hashem Elokecho. Yes, Simchas Yom Tov you do with Simcha. Lulav b'Simcha. Kriya Shema b'Simcha. Killing people, even when it's a necessity, it's a mitzvah. But this is not a mitzvah you need to be very happy about. When Sanhedrin Paskin's Misa, they fast that day. They are required to fast. So we need to differentiate between different categories of mitzvahs. Uve'arta horomi kerbechu is a mitzvah to say. It is a necessity. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed. But killing people is not essentially avoidus ukel, like davening, or kriya shema, or putting on tefillin. So many mitzvahs are just about the outcome, about the result. Building a makkah, tefillas kelim. The mitzvahs that are essentially avoidus ukel are only the ones, seder ayoyim, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. All the others are about the result. And in avoidus ukel, there could never be shlichus. Every sensible person needs to appreciate and understand we are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like one cannot make a shlich to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one cannot make a shlich to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why there could be no shlichus by lulav or tefillin or tzitzis or kriya shema or achilas matzah. These mitzvahs are essentially avoidas ukel. But this brings us to a bigger problem. In our booklet, we have four sources. I think we have all four. Four sources that prove that a mitzvah that is all about the result, shlichus isn't even required. So let's have a look. Page 42, Machne Ephraim. Page 42. Semen Yud Aleph Hilchas Shluchim. Mi she roitze letaken amaka al yedei uman goy, I yevorech olav. Person needs to buy a maka. You bought a new house in Yerushalayim, and there's a roof, which is a beautiful veranda, and he needs to build a maka, otherwise he can't use that roof. How are you going to get Jewish workers to build a makkah? It's been a while since any Jew built anything in Eretz Yisrael. We're renovating our shul now, and we have a wonderful person, a Jew, doing all the work. So to lay the tiles, he brought some Chinese, because there are no Palestinians now in our towns. So the Machne Ephraim has a question. Mi sheroitza livnos makkah al yedei goy, yevorech olav. And he says, yes, you could make a broch. So let's see the second paragraph, second column, page 42. Ve'oid hoyo nera tam acher loymer sheyochel levorech olav. Ve'afol pisha goy esoy ve'ein shlichus legoy. Heichedomi b'midde de boy shlichus. Kegon trum aviki yoytze boy. Aval b'midde de loy boy shlichus o belavachi yochel chaveiro elasoy soy o masha osa osoy. Kigon nidin didan, di tikkun makas shel chaveiro shelo medatoi. Harei ze shaper, kinama osi al adei goy, choshev kilu asou, hayisroel. So he writes, maka doesn't necessitate shlichus. It's all about the outcome. What's the difference how you brought the maka to be? It's my house, my responsibility, my roof. I saw to it that I'm going to have a maka. So even though there is no shlichas lagoy, and the non-Jew is building the makkah, I could say a brocha. That's a gewaldige chiddush. He based, a guy cannot put on a mezuzah.
And why is that different? If it's the result, that they should have a business on the house.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. He proved his point from the Rashba. Ki yoytze lezakos of a Rashba de tfilas kailim, kiven de idi it bila yisol shelo medate masha osa osui, tfilas goy name mehani. However, the Rashba doesn't write that you could make a brocha. The Rashba writes, tfilas goy mehani. But who says you could make a brocha? That's the pri chodosh. In Semen Kuf Chof in Yoredeya. And the logic of the Pri Chodesh is exactly the same logic as the Machne Ephraim. If it's all about the result, Shlichus isn't necessary. The non-Jew is the one that does Tvilas Kelim, and the owner of the Kelim says the Brucha. The non-Jew will build the Makkah, and the homeowner will say the Brucha. We turn a page, 44. Gevalde Gechidish in Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham deals with the situation. Kosav Maharash, the bottom of the right column in Mogen Avraham, B'Shem Maharam, Kishyesh Chupa B'Yerev Shabbos, Oma Achram Bo Ad Achar Shkia Sachamo, once it was very popular to make Chupas Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, and the Chupa wouldn't be over till after the Shkia, V'Isha Eine Roitze L'Kabel Shabbos L'Fnei Chupa, because she wants to drive to the Chupa, so she doesn't want to be Makabal Shabbos earlier. As Tadle Kaner Beloy Brocha Koide Machupa, V'yachekach B'cheshech U'tifris Yodeu Ala Neres V'tavorech. O, option number two, Toime Legoy Lahadlech Achar Achupa, V'hi Tavorech. She could ask a non-Jewish neighbor or worker, you put on the candles, and she would say the Brocha. How would that be? Ein Shlichus L'Nochi. How could she say a brocha when a non-Jew is madlek neiris? Rabbi Kiva Eiger, next page, page 45, disagrees with the Mogen Avraham, and he wonders, how could she say a brocha when a non-Jew will put on the candles, ein shlichus lenochri? Dibra Maskel, Mogen Avraham Siv Kon Yud Aleph, Lani Es Dati Gamal Idach Tekona De Toyme La Goy La Had La Kosher, Kimen De Ein Shlichas La Nochri, Imkein Hi Ein Amadlekes, Ve Eich Tevorech. And in parentheses, Taz Kuf Chof. What is there? A non-Jew does Tfilas Kalim, and the Jew says the Broch. So the Mogen Avraham probably would compare at Lokas Nes Shabbos the Tfilas Kelim to Binyan Makkah. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says no. At Lokas Nes Shabbos, if there is no Shlichas, how could you say a Brocha? And after three sources of Achronim, we go back to Tshuvas HaRashba, page 41. And the Rashba writes a Gevaldig Chiddush. If it wouldn't be a gzeres akosuv, she'ein mises beizdin b'shabes, then the beizdin could be mekayim the mitzvah of mises beizdin with a goy. Oy kusafto pera bi'enai, ki moy kolokel bi'yisim osel chitam lechmoros v'ariyesh. אין הרי אלוהים מדין לנטיל ששום את אינס עשה על ידי גויים. היכן מציני שיוכל לקיים מצווה עשה על ידי גויים? That is what the person that corresponded with the Rashba wrote. And the Rashba writes, כן אני סובר שיכולן בזדן לצוות לגוי לזרוק פסילה לתוך פיו. שאין הגוי אלא שליחוי של בזדן. ואין מיסס בזדן צורך גופוי של בזדן. And the Rashba writes, why not? בזדן could ask a goy to actually execute מיסס בזדן, and that would not be a problem. That means the בזדן could be mekayem their mitzvah with a non-Jew, and the reason is, it's all about the result. And this brings an interesting question. So maybe there is no such a thing at all as shlichus b'mitzvahs. Either you don't need shlichus, or shlichus wouldn't apply. If it's avodas Hashem, there is no shlichus. And that is why shlichus isn't relevant by tefillin, by matzah, by lulav, by davening. And if it's about the result, there is no need for shlichus. As we see in the Machna Ephraim, Pichodesh, Mogen Avraham, Rashba. And therefore I think there are not two categories, but three different categories in mitzvahs asay. The two extremes. On the right, mitzvahs that have no result, have no outcome. Avodas Ukel in its purest form, in its essence. And as I said before, all the mitzvahs of Seder Hayom. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris till Kriya Shema Shel Aris. The three tefillins in the middle. Mea Bruchas B'Kol Yoyim. Your tzitzis and your tefillin. Shabbos and Yom Tov. That is pure, essentially, avoidus ukel. Shlichus wouldn't apply. Just like there is no shlichus by Ahavas Hashem and Yerosoy. The other end of the spectrum is mitzvahs that are all about the result and not about the actual deed. The most striking example, as I said before, would be Uvi'arto horo mikirbecho dalet mitzvahs beisdin. Similar maka, similar tvilas kelim, but there's something in the middle. There are many mitzvahs in which there is a result, and the mitzvah is about achieving the result. But the act is also of extreme significance and kedusha. The most striking example would be Milo. Milas Habein. It's about the result. Every Jew needs the choysim of Ois Bris Koinish. And Chazal and Medrash say that Avraham Avinu sits by Shara Gehenim and he checks everyone that is brought into Gehenim and anyone that has the Ois Bris Koinish. He locks the door, doesn't let them into Gehenna. Well, we should be zeichet. But every bardas understands that the act of a father taking his 8-day-old child and cutting his flesh. I've been a tzaddik hundreds of times, and I'm always moved, and sometimes moved to tears, by holding that little infant on my lap and hearing his cries and seeing the blood. And Chazal say in Medrash Parshas Lech Lecho, Kekoyen Godel HaMakrav Korban Al Gabei HaMizbeach. So is Mila about the result or about the act? It's a combination. It is to achieve a result, and that result is defined as Ois Bris Koidish, but the act is also of extreme significance. It is one of the Asorah Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu. Well, his Nisyon was circumcising himself when he was 100 years old, but still, it is an act that embodies and symbolizes what Mesilas Nefesh is all about. Similar, Shechitas and Pesach. So at the very outset of our Sugi, we learned that the Gemara three sources from which we learn Shlichus. Gerush and Truma, which are a chalois, as I explained Monday. Shechitas HaPesach is not a chalois, it's just a mitzvah. How do we learn shlichus from shchitas of Pesach if shlichus doesn't apply to mitzvahs? Shchitas of Pesach is like mila. It's about the result. Because karbonos are machaper, they atone for our sins. Karbonos are meratza, they appease the Kodesh Baruch Hu and make him happy. But the avoidus hamikdash, the act is of importance. And a machsheves shelo lishma passes a korban. So everybody agrees, everybody can understand that the koyanim agdoshim in base hamikdash, shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika, avoidus hakorbonos are acts of significance. They're acts of kedusha. So mitzvahs that are a combination between the deed and the result necessitate shlichus, and shlichus applies. And that is the gedder in the middle. On one hand, avoidus Hashem that has absolutely no actual result. On the other end of the spectrum, mitzvahs that are all about the outcome, and the deed into itself is not avoidus ukel. And then there are the mitzvahs that are a combination of the actual act and the result of that act. And in those cases, shlichus is relevant, and shlichus is also necessary. And that is my approach and my understanding generally of shlichus b'mitzvahs. So I don't know whether you got the material, but I did send two simonim of Minchas Osher, in which I discussed the concept of shlichus in general, and shlichus b'mitzvahs in particular. One is Minchas Osher Parshas Bo, and the other one, I think, is Minchas Osher Parshas Korach, in which I did discuss the fundamentals about shlichus and my approach about shlichus b'mitzvahs. When does shlichus apply? When does shlichus not apply? And when is shlichus necessary, and when shlichus is totally unnecessary. And those are the three different categories and different types of mitzvahs. So this is just to wrap up this very interesting sugya, and most of Gedolei Achronim dealt, and each with their own attitude and different approaches to understand the concept of shlichus b'mitzvahs. So once again, before we part and before we say goodbye, and thank you for being part of the Or Sameach family. It's a big schus. Or Sameach was, the forerunner, the first major and great organization to realize the opportunities we have in our day and age of bringing Jews together and bringing Jews back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think ever in history did we have these opportunities as we do have today. Maybe in the days when the prophets walked the land, and maybe in the days of the Nevi'im that brought the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, but for many, many generations we didn't have these opportunities, and today so many different organizations are involved in Tiruv. But I think Or Sameach was there from the outset, from the beginning, and our esteemed Rosh Hashiva Rav Schiller was one of the first pioneers in this holy endeavor of Kirev L'Choykim. So thank you for being part of Or Sameach, and it was a pleasure to teach Torah here. And I hope going home you should take with you part of this experience. We are living in a day and age which is very exciting. And I once said an interesting statement. Never before was it as easy to be a Talmud Chochem as it is today. Never before has it been so difficult to want to be a Talmud Chochem as it is today. Because if you want to learn Torah, today Torah is so appealing and so relatively easy. Once all you had was an old shas. And today you have Schottenstein in Ivrit, in English, in French, in Spanish. You have so much literature. You have Schottenstein, Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Oiz V'Hodor, and Metifta, and who knows what else. And there are a zillion wonderful shiurim on the internet and in English and every language, how many dafyomis are there? I know some people that have three different dafyomis every day. And you have a 20-minute dafyomi. I think the record, I don't know whether it's in Guinness, is a 7-minute dafyomi. There is so much Torah going on and so much literature. Every mitzvah in halacha that you want to learn, you have 30 svarim. There is so much literature. Never was it so easy to learn Torah as it is today. But never was it as tough as it is today to instill in our children the wish to be a Talmud Chacham. So going back to the shtetl in Europe, what were Jewish kids exposed to? What did they see? They said their home and their shul. And all they saw was the Rav of the shul and the Rosh Hashiva and some elders of the community. They weren't exposed to much more than that. But our kids today are exposed to so many extractions and distractions and so much negativity and so much things that we would wish and hope they would not be exposed to. So never before was it as easy as it is today to be a Talmud Chacham, but never before was it as difficult as it is today to be mechanech your children to want to be Talmid Chacham. So the greatest gula for chinuch today is just bringing up children in an atmosphere of simcha. Simcha zateira and simcha zemesu. And when kids will see their parents learning and coming back from a shiur with a great smile and the father shares with his family what he learned today, and that is the greatest gula of having your children want to follow in your footsteps. So every day in the morning we say Berachas HaTorah. Perhaps the most important bracha we have. And why do I say maybe the most important bracha? There are only two brachas that are Min HaTorah. All the others are the Rabbanon. One is Min HaTorah beyond doubt. And that's a pasuk. V'ochalto, v'savato, uverachto as Hashem Elokecha. Which is the other one? Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara on Brachas Darshins, we learn it from a pasuk. Ki Shem Eshem Ekro, Havu Goyel Lelokeinu. The Rambam doesn't bring it in Sefer HaMitzvos. Some argue that according to the Rambam, it's Midrabanan, and the pasuk is an Asmachta. But it is only regarding Berachas HaTorah that the Gemara says in Adoram Peyalach, Al Mo'av de Ha'oretz, what brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Al Azvam Esterosi Shalei Bochu Betoira Techilo. And if the lack of Berachas HaTorah brought about Chorban Habayis, we could understand obviously this bracha is extremely important. How many brachas do we have? Three. The first one is Berachas HaMitzvah. And that is the basic formula of Berachas HaMitzvah. Asher Kedishono B'mitzvoyse V'tzivono Last week, B'divrei Torah. Third one is Berachas HaShevach, Asher Bochabonu Mekolo Amen V'Nosanonu Esterosoi. Then there's the middle bracha. How is it defined? V'harevnu Hashem Elokecho Es Divrei Torosu B'finu V'nihi Anachnu V'tzetzueinu V'tzetzuei Tzetzueinu Kulonu Yodi Shemecho V'londe Serusecho L'shmo. This bracha is defined as Birchas HaTfilo. What is Birchas HaTfilo? Most brachas we just give thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in some brachas we also plea with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ask Him to give us something. So which brachas are you aware of that would be defined as Birchas HaTfilo? All the middle brachas of Shemayne Esra, besides the first three and the last three. Bakoshas Tzlochim. What else? Do you remember any other bracha in which we not only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we ask Him for something? Tfilas HaDerech. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save and salvage us and to look over us. And it is also the middle bracha in Berachas HaTorah. V'harevno. But it is very uncommon that in one bracha we have two different themes and two different bakoshas. usually every brocha is one theme. So on one hand, we ask, V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu, let us partake in the sweetness of Torah. And then we say, just a minute, we have another bakosha as well for our kids. And I say, these are not two different bakoshas, two sides of the same coin. Because it is only if we appreciate Torah, and we love Torah, and we enjoy Torah, that we really stand a fair chance that our children will want to do the same, and they will want to follow in our footsteps. And therefore we ask, V'harevnu Hashem Elokecho Zivrei Torosu Befinu, and then, V'nihye Anachnu V'tzetzuenu, and our kids should follow in our footsteps, and they should follow in the same path as we have followed our forefathers. So that is my bracha to all of you. I hope you enjoyed your stay here. I hope you enjoyed learning. And keep it up. And you should have so much nachas from your children and grandchildren and your families. And they should all follow in our footsteps. So yasher koyach. And we should only hear b'seiros tovos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that this terrible war should be over b'karoiv. V'yiskayim bono v'natati shalom ba'oretz v'shachavtem v'ein machrid. And this beloved pained land should come back to normalcy, and we should just be able to learn and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael b'shalom u'b'shalva u'b'simcha. We should share b'seiros tovos, and we should deserve a b'korov tobias moshiach tzedkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.